Our righteous eternal Father, we thank you for bringing us to your house this evening once again. Lord, we are full of thanks and full of praises for counting us worthy to be among the people upon whom your light will shine at this end time. It's a great privilege, Lord, to be called among them. Lord, that you have chosen. We bless your name, Father. Lord, thank you for your good thought towards us. Lord Jesus, the plan of redemption. Lord, that you plan on your own when you are all alone. And you design the way you are going to do it. You plan to come in flesh. And by that, Lord, you will pay our ransom, will be our kinsman redeemer. And thereafter you will return to where you came from the Father, and then you will come back in the form of the Holy Spirit to walk with us throughout these ages. We are grateful to you. Thank you for your faithfulness to your promises. That is why we are gathered this evening, because you are faithful to your promise. Lord, the seals that you promised to break at this end time, which you have broken, which you have opened to the ministry of William Mir Abraham, is what we are gathered together for this evening. As we are told that where the carcass is, that's where the eagles will gather. Lord, we are here to feed upon your word, Lord Jesus, and that our lives might be transformed, that your power of holiness and righteousness will take over our lives, and there might be true conversion of our souls.
Amen.
Lord, by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Master Savior, which you have promised, if you are faithful in fulfilling this part of it, the other purpose, why it is sent, will also be accomplished in our lives.
Yes.
Lord, our cups are lifted up, oh gracious Lord, empty. We want you to fill us to the brim.
Amen.
Fill us to the overflowing.
Amen.
Give us understanding and revelation.
Amen.
You are the Word. It's your spirit that opens the world, that quickens the world, that reveals the world. Come and reveal yourself to us this evening.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, cause our faith to rise in you. Let that rapturing faith be added to us, Father.
Amen.
As we commit ourselves to you, every sickness and disease, every affliction, every manipulation of Satan in the life of anyone, Lord, present here or in the tape land, gracious Lord, Master, as your word goes forth, may you send your deliverance.
Amen.
May you send your healing, Lord.
Amen.
Demonstrate your power, your
Amen.
Signs and wonders. Let the needs of your people be met.
Amen.
Let the devil be put to shame.
Amen.
Master, glorify your name, Lord. Amen. Your word is vindicated already. Vindicated further in our midst.
Amen.
For you said in your word, where two or three are gathered in your name, say you'll be there. To grant unto them whatsoever they will deserve from you. Because it is you that said that. It's not man. Lord Jesus, Master, you are faithful. Nothing can stop your promises from coming to pass. And we are standing by those promises of yours this evening while we claim all those things that are needed in our lives. Granted, may none of us go back the same way we came. May we not go back worse, so Father. May we go back better, lifted up in the spirit. Lord, take into higher ground. Let it be eternal, Father. Take glory, take praises. Those still on the way, may you hasten their state and pray them. Your servants, Lord, your servant in Ekpoma, Master, and everywhere your servants are gathered, your children are gathered, may you be there to confirm your word, Lord. Thank you. Give strength to us this evening. Lord Jesus, help me help the interpreter as we submit ourselves unto you, that the spirit of truth, Lord, that brings the world, will take absolute control.
Amen.
Thank you, eternal Father.
Thank you.
Your praises and honor will be to you at the end of the day.
Amen.
For we ask this in Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen.
Praise be to God. God bless
you.
Right away, let us open our Bible.
To
Revelation chapter 6. Yes. We'll read the fifth and the sixth verses.
Okay, say Kanu at Kefa.
And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse.
And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hands. And I had a voice in the midst of the four beasts, saying, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hot not the oil and the wine.
Nígbàtí ó sì ṣí èjì kẹta, ó gbọ́ ohun ẹ̀dá alàyè kẹta ní wípé, wá wò ó, mo sì wò ó, sì kíyèsí ẹ̀ṣin dúdú kan. Ẹni tí ó jókòó lórí rẹ̀ ní òṣùwọ̀n awẹ́ méjì lé ọwọ́ rẹ̀. Mo sì gbọ́ bí ẹni pé ohun kan lé àárín àwọn ẹ̀dá alàyè mẹ́rin nì, sí wípé òṣùwọ̀n àlìkámà kan fún owó idẹ kan àti òṣùwọ̀n ọkà bálì mẹ́ta fún owó idẹ kan. Sì kíyèsí kí ó má sì ṣe pa òróró àti ọtí wáìnì lára.
But the Lord had his blessings to the reading and hearing of his words. God bless you. You can please be seated. Yeah, I want to appreciate as many of us as are here already. Yeah, if we say we're going to preach and there's nobody on the seat, we can't be preaching to the empty pews. So we appreciate your coming. And I believe you have been praying for me too.
Yeah.
So I want to appreciate the Lord for his help. So it's my desire that this evening the Lord will take us to higher grounds. That every impossibility in our lives, yeah, spiritually speaking, the Lord will change them for us. Redeem them possible to the glory of
His.
Every spiritual mountain that we have been trying to climb, the Lord will lift us up and take us through them to his glory. Praise be to God. Now we have read this place this evening. And just before we really, by the grace of God, I'll just see one or two things and then we'll go straight to the
kernel
of the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Praise be to God. So by the grace of God, we have before us the third seal. Yeah, this third seal has been revealed already. He opened it to our prophets. And that is why we have the confidence to come, to come and re-echo it. Yes. Because I realize that the very purpose of this, is to bring sons and daughters to the kingdom. Yes, and make us victorious. To live victorious lives in this sinful world. Of course, the sermons we've been hearing, they are meant for that. Yes, but specifically, yeah, this revelation of the seven seals. Reveal seven seals. Yes. Plus the other ones the prophet preached after them. Till he departed. Yes. They are the truth of the Almighty,
God,
which God intends to bring conversion to our souls. What about the one the prophet has preached before? They are also truth. Are you getting me now? But where one or two needed correction, they were corrected in these seals. Praise be to God.
And you know,
so that is why today, so we have the present truth with us. The present truth.
Yes,
the truth of the Almighty. So all that we have heard about the first and the second
seals,
they are the things that God in his own mind interpreted those things to me.
Yes.
Praise be to God. It's just like Jesus Christ coming preaching to us. Yes. But in his not in his corporal body, but he preached to us in his incarnate form,
Yes.
Do you believe that the prophet borrowed the body of the prophet?
Yes.
Because that's the promise. Before the Son of Man will reveal himself again. Yeah, the three sons, you know, of the name of the Lord. Yeah. Jesus came in three sons' names.
The
Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David.
Yeah.
And in between, all these three, they are to operate at different dispensations.
Yeah.
So he came as a prophet, God prophet, Son of Man.
Woli ti o fi ara han ninu eran ara Olorun ti se woli ninu eran ara Olorun to je woli ninu eran ara
Yes. God prophet
Olorun ninu woli ninu eran ara
And that's the Son of Man. He manifested in the flesh.
O si fi ara han ninu eran ara
ni omo Son of God
omo Olorun
To make the Son of God possible. All that is promised that he will accomplish while he was the Son of Man. Yes, to make Son of God possible. Yes, because the Son of God is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Yes, operating in the church ages. Jesus told the disciples, he said, if I go not away, that comforter will not come. Yeah. And it's the same person. But it's the same Jesus that went away, that came back in spirit form on the day of Pentecost. And that started the dispensation of the Son of God. And we are still in that now. And now the Son of David is in the millennium. And we are in the Son of God dispensation. So, and there is a promise. According to Luke 17:30. Yeah, that as it was in the days of Lot, as it was in the days of
Noah,
so shall it be when the Son of Man is revealed. The prophet told us what was in the day of Lot. Homosexualism. Yeah. Are you with me? If we go to Genesis chapter 19, you will see it there. The men of Sodom wanted to have affairs with the two angels. You understand that? Said, bring them out that we might know them. What was the response of Lot? Are you fast enough to give us the scripture? Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you and give you to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. in Canaan. For therefore came they under the shadow of my
roof.
Lot understood what the Sodomites meant.
Lot loye ohun ti awon okunrin Sodom so.
When they said, let this man come out of them that we may know them.
The
prophet said what they meant was that they wanted to commit homosexual with them. Yes. And that was why Lot responded the way, I have two daughters. Let me bring them out to you. Sorry, it might sound flat. If you want to have sex with them. That's it's as simple as that. That's what that thing is talking about. So the prophet said, the sign of homosexual is here. You know there's all these lesbians too. Though, you know, all those corruptions and the rest of it. The day of Lot. The promise that as it was in the day of Lot, so shall it be when the Son of Man is revealed. And the prophet said, for you to know that scripture is being fulfilled in between the Son of God, the Holy Ghost dispensation, and the Son of David. So we are still in dispensation of the Son of God, the Holy Ghost dispensation. But now between that and the Son of
David,
the Son of Man will be manifested again. It's worth repeating. Yes. Because the promise for this end time, they are all connected to that.
Yeah.
And so that's why we see the prophet coming. And Jesus borrowing the body of the prophet to reveal himself to us. Showing the sign of the Messiah. Praise be to God. Is that understood? God bless you. Now, we read here the sixth seal and the third seal. I want to make some clarification again. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 20, the Bible says, Jesus Christ now talking about the seven stars that are in his, that were in his hand. In his right hand. And interpreted what the stars, the seven stars are. They are the seven angels. The seven golden candlesticks. They are the seven churches. Which means the seven angels correspond to the seven churches. One angel to one church, as we have it displayed there. Yes. One church, one angel to one church. That's why we have seven churches and seven messengers. But as for the seven seals, the seven seals are not spread over like that. They do not correspond to the seven church ages like that. The seven seals are not spread to the seven church ages like that. Are you with me? I want us to have that understanding. And I was very happy when the prophet in this third seal, by that revelation given to him, clarify that. Praise be to God. Before we move forward, because I'm trying to make clarification there. The third C, let's go to paragraph 294.
Eje ka lo si apapo gbolohun 294.
Yes. And you will understand why I'm doing this.
E loye idi ti mo se nse leyi o.
Now, here is the mystery of this. And now, when it revealed to me early this morning, before daylight, then I went quickly to the scripture and I began to look, search it up. There it was. Three of them. So far has been absolutely supernaturally revealed. Yes. Yay. Now here is the mystery of the black horse. According to what was revealed to me. He has started riding him in the time of the dark ages.
O ti bere ni gun ni igba aye dudu ni igba ti oju dudu.
Where Bromosis now, please help us out. Igba okunkun
igba
ijo ti okunkun to fe gbogbo to fe bo ile aye
nigba ti okunkun fe bo ile aye
ya
okunkun bo otito oro Olorun.
Yes. Let's leave it like that.
No,
where the prophet put it there, there's still light there.
Yeah.
Because God has his witnesses there. Yes. Now, that was, he has started riding him in the time of the dark ages. Yeah, that's what the dark horse represented. The dark ages. For it was a time of midnight to the true believer that was left. Project that seven churches thing. Now, coming back, not to this. That chart of the angels, the ox, and the rest of them. Now, you will now understand this now because I know many couldn't place it. Now we have the lion, white horse. Yeah. We have the white horse.
Ani eshifufun.
We have the red.
Ani eshipupa.
We have the black.
Ani eshidudu.
We have the pale.
Ani eshin alawo oro danada.
If we go back to, by the time we get to the fifth seal, like I said,
Abadeji di karun ye mo se so saju,
you will see
how do we pay
that the dark age
igba odu
by the revelation of that fifth seal.
Nipa ifihan sise di karun ni.
Yes. You will see that there was a correction of that.
I want you
to follow me very close. Because we already gone through the age of red ox. The prophet made us to know that the fourth seal that is before us, the prophet didn't know anything about it. Are you with me? So which means that there's some information in the fourth seal that he doesn't know about. Yes, yes. That it is when we get there, the prophets have made some statements about them. But by the time we get to the fourth seal, and the symbols are revealed, you see that they bring better light to us. And it is from that fifth seal that we have this, drawn out. I want you to understand the horse, the white horse rider, rode for three 3 ages.
Ni akoko igba ijo meta.
Praise be to God.
Eyin Oluwa.
So 3 ages gone.
Igba ijo meta ti lo.
That's why I say the seals are not corresponding to the messengers and to the ages.
Ididi ti mo se so fun wa wi pe awon ididi yi a o pe won dogba dogba pelu.
Yes.
Igba ijo meje ati awon ojise meje.
You have to understand that.
Agbodo loye eleyi.
The seal, the fourth, the first, you know, the first, the all the six seals. They are opened. But they were not announced by all the beasts. The first seal was announced by a beast. The second seal was announced by another beast. This third seal was also announced by another beast. By the time we get to the fourth seal, it was announced by the last beast. Which is the beast with the face of an eagle. Are you with me? And then the fifth seal, no beast to announce. No beast to announce. And the prophet said, why? Because God revealed it to him. He said, it is because these other things don't pertain to the church ages. Because all these anointings, are you with me? All these anointings operated in the church ages to combat the enemy. The last beast, which is the beast of the face of an eagle, has given for the announcement, and the first seal has been opened. Are you with me? We are still in that age. Well, by and by, we will get it. God bless you. So, by the grace of God this evening, I will want to go very direct. There are a few things the prophet talked about. He talked about that he wants to give us a tie. In paragraph 82. The prophet said the first bride fell by reasoning.
Yes.
Now we are in the third seal. Now the reason why the prophet is making this statement is because God is a redeemer. He's a redeemer. So every time the prophet made us to know this in the sermon, the seed is the origin, the spoken word is the original seed. The spoken word is the original seed. The Bible needs us to know that talk about the first bride. Talk about the second bride. Let's talk about the bride of today. And what God did in each of the time of this bride when they fell. So that's what we want to go into. Alright. Notice, I want to give you a tie of the church. I'm making it so plain that you will be bound to see it.
Yes.
Now, there was a natural bride in the Garden of Eden. Yes, remember last night we talked about it? We couldn't really you know, go into that because of time constraint. Yeah, that natural bride, she was Adam's sweetheart. Not yet his wife. Yeah, in the sense, you should understand what the prophet said, because he hadn't knew, he hadn't known her yet as a wife. Like a couple just get married. It's not yet wife right there. Until the second day. You understand what I mean? Just like Mary was Joseph's wife. Yes, because the prophet said he wants to give us a type. Yeah. Just like Mary was Joseph's wife. But he never knew her yet. As the angel gave him instruction not to touch her. But then she was found with a child. Just like Eve also was found with a child. You get it?
See?
Now, before Adam knew his wife, she was just a bride to him. Alright, and we find out she fell in the Garden of Eden because she failed to hold to God's words. Now, he knew that Satan would be loosed among them. That's God. So he gave them a place to stay behind, fortify them. You know what that place is? His
words.
He gave them his
words.
Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. You can shall eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not
eat.
Well, there, who could know any better place to be fortified than God? If he's staying, if he's trying to take care of his own children, who knows the best place to fortify them? Yes. Nobody. 92. But if she began to kind of let down, she never let it all down. Yeah, she only let one little phrase down. And that is what Satan wanted her to do. He got her from behind God's promise by reasoning. Don't never try to reason God's word. Just believe it. So she stepped out from there. You can see that there is written with initial capital. That is God's word. God's fortification. The place God placed them, don't leave this place. Don't touch the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Obedience to that word was fortification for them. Yes. Just obeying what God says, they were fortified. Because God knew that there will be no way for the devil to come to them. If the devil in the serpent came to Eve, and Eve stood by God's word, the serpent will continue to make attempts. We try to persuade him. But if remain unpersuaded, the serpent could not have his way. That's why we must not let God's word down. No matter what. Because that is our defense. The prophet said, this word of God is given to us for defense and for attack. For offense and for defense. And who is our enemy? Human beings are not our enemies. It is the devil. It is the devil. When a man is misbehaving, when a woman is misbehaving, when a boy, a girl is misbehaving, they are not our enemies.
It's
the devil working in them.
Then
as true believers in God, knowing fully well that when we go to God in prayer, He hears us. But
when
we go to God in prayer, because He made us to know that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. That whithersoever God wills, He turns the heart of that person. So we that we know that. So it's not difficult to control human beings by your prayer. I gave you a testimony here, personal, about our daughter Rachel regarding her admission to the university. She wanted to go to the University of Ife. We didn't want her to be too far away from us. She was just interested. She said, well, she cannot wait since UI is not going to admit students for this other thing. So my wife wanted to persuade her that she said no. We didn't want her to know that we will not support her. I told my wife, just leave her. Let's commit the whole thing to God. For us, our parents, this is where we want her to school. We supported, she wanted to attend the jam lessons, we supported her with money. Registration, we gave her the money. We were encouraged her in every way, but we were firing prayers. Firing prayers. The way God worked it out, she could not point finger to us that we were the one that did not let her gain admission that year. Because she, and the way God did it, she was even the one that delayed the uploading of her NECO result to OAU. And she scored very well. And she would have been admitted. But God delayed that decision on her part. Our help was not out yet. Result hasn't come out. So she wanted her to upload, you know, the NECO, so that they will use it to process our admission. She said no. And the results were good. She said no, that she believed she was going to score better Niger in WAHEC than NECO. That would give her better, you
know.
We persuaded her. She was not persuaded. And I forgot to follow it up. Only to find out that the admission was late. I communicated with them, no response. You said, well, she will apply for another jam. She will come to, she will do it for UI. By the grace of God, she's in foreign level. What am I saying? Don't struggle with anybody. Commit somebody to God in prayer. The heart of that person. Because we know the promise of God is what? Is our weapon. The greatest weapon that God gave to man is prayer. Prayer changes things. The prophet said, prayer even changed death to life. Prayer changed vision. Thus said the Lord. To another, thus said the Lord. You know the case of Ezekiah the king?
Alright,
God bless you. Yes. And she stepped out from there, okay?
Efa, o jade kuro
lenyo. And before Adam ever got to her for a wife, she was already defiled by Satan.
Adam to fowo kan gege bi aya ati dibaje re.
Yeah, Esu.
Ninu
inside, I mean.
Ninu eranko to para.
Yes.
Eju yi.
The devil inspired that beast.
Yeah, Satani misi eranko yi lati to Efa lo.
And did you notice? Christ did the same thing. Exactly. Now for redeeming, God had to be there first. You get it? As for Eve, the animal that serpent got there before Adam. The prophet said, did you notice? Christ did the same thing exactly. Now for redeeming, God had to be there first. Do you understand that? As for Mary, before Joseph got there, God got there first. By his creative power.
Amen.
Making a way of redemption. Did you know this? Mary, before she came to Joseph, the Holy Ghost had done got there by brooding over her. Yes, and that only thing was forming her by the power of creation. Immaculate conception. You see that? That's where the Redeemer comes. Amen.
Amen.
Alright, let's move forward to paragraph. Paragraph 107 to 113. Now, we notice that God told Eve that after so long a time, the word is coming back to you for salvation. Yes. Now, how did she fall? I want my class to say it. What did she fall from? What did Eve fall from? The word. The word. Is that right? The word. And God said he will make a way to redeem her back to the word again. What I want us to get from the what the prophet is presenting to us before he went direct to this seal. That all God is doing is redemption. Yes. Is after redemption. Of the falling sons and daughters of his. Every step God is taking. The revelation of these seven seals. Is for our perfection and redemption. Amen.
Amen.
You see? And God said he will make a way to redeem her back to the world again. Alright? After so long a time, the world will be known to her. Alright. The world will come for one purpose now. Hold tight now. What I am saying, the world will come to her for one purpose. That was for what? For redemption. The world will come back for redemption. Yes. All right. But until then, she had a substitute that will work until the time arrived for the original word. You understand clearly the introduction of the blood of animal? Yeah, that God accepted. Until the perfect sacrifice came. Yeah, in the person of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Amen.
Amen.
So, he told her the world will come to her again. But until that time, he gave her a substitute until that time arrived. So he gave her an offering to make. A substitute for that blood. Innocent substitute.
Yeah.
And without blemish. Now the blood was of the bulls and of sheep and goats and things, but it didn't take away her sin.
See?
It only covered her sin. It didn't take it away at all. It covered it, for it was an animal's blood. And in the animal's blood is the animal life. It was a substitute until the real, on the real. The brother said, now get your coats on. Yeah, yeah. The real human blood. Yes, as human, you can see capital blood there. As human being would be, become incarnate God. Yes. Without sex. Virgin. The virgin birth produced that. Now God's word promise became blood. And was incarnated in the person of Jesus Christ the Savior.
Jesus Christ
and incarnated in the person. Yes. The blood of bulls and goats and so forth. Yeah. But now, the blood, sorry, that's the reason Joseph wept.
No,
I think I dropped something, isn't it? But now wait, here God made a promise, saying it will be there when it comes.
Yeah,
as it should bruise the serpent's head.
As it
should bruise the serpent's
head.
Yes. Now if our seed comes just like from Adam.
Adam,
or like had been from the serpent and so forth,
then
you will still be sinful seed.
That's
the reason Joseph, John wept. There was no man because everybody was across the chasm. Yes, the other side of the ditch,
the chasm.
But there is coming a time that when this substitute blood of animal will be done away with. When the real incarnate blood came, yeah, God made flesh and blood. The Bible said it was. Yeah, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Yeah, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. For God was manifest in flesh. That's right.
Yeah,
the virgin birth did this. Praise be to God.
All
right. Now the prophet speaks of the revival of the bride.
182.
We are moving closer.
And test what you are some of the time by.
The prophet said that's the reason today, the revival that we are supposed to have. We have denominational revivals. Alright. We haven't had a re-steering. Yes. No. No, sir. Don't think we got revivals. We haven't. Oh, they've got millions and millions and millions of church members. Yeah. But not a revival nowhere. You can see that they are going to have crusade here and there. They are going to, and you have
over 500,000 people gathered
there.
The prophet said it is addition to the church members. We are having revivals, we are here. We are feasting on the pure word that is doing the purging of our lives to make us have more quality of God in us. The bride hasn't had a revival yet. See, there has been no revival there, no manifestation of God to stir the bride yet.
See,
we are looking for it now. It will take those unknown, it will take those seven unknown thunders back there to wake up, to wake her up again. See, yeah, he will send it. He promises it. Now watch. You know, it was after the prophet finished preaching the seven seals that he knew that there's actually supernaturally preached the seven thunders.
Ni woli to mo pe lati owo Olorun o te ti waasu awon ara meje.
That was why I told all in seven churches.
Ni to so fun nigba ijo meje
that the mysteries.
Pe awon
ijo. Is that the seven thunders?
Pe awon ara meje
they are the mystery contained in the seven seals.
Ijile to wa ninu awon ididi meje.
Are you with me? So that's our revival.
Eyi ni isoji wa o.
That's why I said we are having our revival. Every time the bride gathers together around the carcass, fresh carcass. Yes. Yes. Fresh carcass. The word of God. Because the word of God is ever new. Yeah, we are having our revival. Now, she was dead. And now if the churches will forget their creeds and forget their dogmas and just take the Bible, believe the promise, then it will come effective to them. But you see, Jesus said, you with your traditions make the word of God of none effective. Yes. And she takes, well, that's the same thing today with spiritual
heave.
Spiritual heave. See, the spiritual bride of today. Not the, you can see the bride written with small initial. Yes. Yeah, that's not the church of Jesus Christ. That's not us. Yes. We are written with B, capital B. The church, the true church of Jesus. That is feeding and is to feed on this fresh carcass.
Yeah.
With the same thing today with spiritual heap. See, the spiritual bride of today, so called the church. Yeah. She takes the word of God and she won't accept it. And she accepts dogma instead. Therefore, the word is not effective to her. As this word is going forth, as we sit every time to hear the unsearchable riches of God, preached to us by ministers or different graces, if we don't believe it, it will not be effective in us. That's it. It won't be effective. The prophet told us that if a patient goes to a doctor and says, oh, I'm sick, and the doctor diagnoses the person, and he says, okay, this is your sickness, this is the drug that you need. And the doctor gets it from the druggist and gives to the patient. The prophet said it will take the patient to take the drug. If the patient does not take the drug, the prophet said, he might die at the doorstep of the doctor.
The prophet said, who is to blame? The doctor? No. The doctor has done his own work. It is the patient that refused to take the drug. That is to blame. Because he refuses to take the drug that will take away the sickness from him. Same thing with God's word. The doctor give them pills. This is God's pill.
Gospel.
That is to be swallowed. To transform our lives. All that God talks about. By this revelation of the seven seals. Let me repeat them to you. He has taught us doctrine. Of the church. And any church. That is not standing by the pure doctrine of Jesus Christ is counted as adulterer. And anyone who fellowships in such church, is also an adulteress or an adulterer. Because you are taking God's word and you are taking another woman's idea with it. You are saying Jesus is your God is your husband. Jesus is your husband.
Jesus ni oko re.
And then another person is your husband as well. Is like a married woman who has a husband at home. Have relationship with your husband. And goes out again. Have relationship with another man. The
woman
says she is an adulteress. Yes. He taught us this message, bring pure doctrine to us. That can bring conversion to our souls. He put us in order. What a home should be. What children should be. What husband should be. What wife should be. How the church should operate. As the pattern is in the as it was with the apostles. Because this is what we are restored back to. Are you with me? Anyone who differs, to gbagbo yato si what the prophet brings. Yes, by the revelation of the Almighty God, vindicated. He's not being prepared as a bride, though. The person is just presuming. The person is just assuming. And that's why the word, the person will not be subject to the instruction of God's word. So, the proof that you are part of them, one of them, I'm better than one of them. The proof is that your life is subject to God's word.
Yes.
What the word of God says to you as a man, as the head of the family, you carry it along. You as a woman, the wife of the house, what the word of God says about you, you carry it out. It does not matter what your husband does. It does not matter what your wife does. It does not matter what your children are doing. You stay with God's word. That what God is calling you for. That what this word is meant for. And it will not be effective until a person truly surrenders and accepts everything as it has been brought. Praise be to God. Well, we don't want to spend more time on that. We can go straight to the seas now. Because of our time. The prophet said, let us read paragraph
249.
Yeah. Let us read as we see this the state the church is in. Yeah. The prophet has repeated to us over and over. The first seal and the second seal is what he repeated there. Yeah, let's jump that. Let's move to a good position here.
All
right. Yeah. I will read. The prophet, I'm reading 249. As we see the state church, the state, as we see the state the church is in, we see where it has been. We see what they did. We have seen where it was supposed to come. We see it there. And see what they were supposed to do. They did just that. Now you see where we are at. You do the judging. I can't judge. I'm just responsible for bringing these words. Just as it's given to me, I can give it. Until it's given to me, I can give it. No one else can. And when he had opened the third seal, I had the third beast say, come and see. And behold, behead, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And had a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three. Go on. A measure of wheat for a penny.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. The Yoruba part. I thought you were reading Yoruba part there. Can you read it? Verse 5, verse 6. So you want to read verse 5?
What's it?
Read verse 5. All right. Verse 5.
Ugatosi she di keta ugbo ohun eda laye keta n wi pe
ohun alaye keta.
Ohun eda laye keta.
The third beast.
Ohun eda laye keta. Wa wo mo si wo si kiyesi esi dudu kan eni to joko lori re ni osuwon awe meji le owo re.
Okay, verse 16. And I heard the voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny, but see thou hurt not the oil and wine.
O si gbo bi eni pe ohun kan laarin awon eda laye merin ni ti wi pe osuwon alikama kan fun owo ide kan ati osuwon oka bali meta fun owo ide kan si kiyesi ki o ma si se pa ororo ati oti wine lara.
Now the lamb has got the book in his hand.
Odo agutan yi o ni iwe kan lowo re.
O ni iwe yi, the book.
O ni iwe yi lowo re.
Yes.
Na lowo re.
Breaking the seals.
To si edi awon edidi.
He has broken the first one.
O ti si akoko.
The second one, and now he breaks the third one. And as he breaks it, the lamb breaks it. The third seal. The third beast. Yeah, he didn't complete his thought there. Now, how many knows what the third beast looks like? Look like a man. Yes. The beast with the face of a man. Yeah. The first one looked like a lion. The other one looked like a calf or a ox.
Malu.
You can always say malu. And because if the brother say calf or ox, let's pick one. Yes, omo malu then. And the third one looked like a man. And it was a man. And he had the living creature, the beast, living creature, like a man, said to John, come and see what is it, what it is. This mystery that has been hidden. All done through the years of redemption, since the foundation of the world,
it's
been hidden under the seal. What's going to happen? Now come look what it is. And as he opens it up, a thunder blasts. And the lamp opens the seal. Now, and John woke up to see what it
will
be. What did he see? He saw a black horse. And his rider had a balance or scale in his hand.
And so, where she do you see? Ni, Oshuwa, well, you may be lower.
Yeah, but for sure. Measurements. In his hand. Now, that's the first thing you saw.
Oh, akoko to ri ni.
When the lamb announced it, broke the seal.
Oh, shit.
Then see, then beasts are taking turn. Yes, about announcing. Come see. And John, where he was standing, maybe like this. He walks over here when the lamp opened and walked over. And walked over. The thunder strikes as we saw the first seal. And he watches to see what takes place. And he saw a man coming first on a white horse. That was the first seal. He watched him ride down and on through, down through. John sees him plump to the head. He sees him come down, his white horse got a bow in his hand. The rider has, I guess, and he has no arrows with it. And the next thing he saw, he got a crown, rise right on through. Then we find out the lamb here comes again. He opens another one and look. A red horse. The man has a sword in his hand. He rides right on down through the scripture.
See,
with this sword in his hand, I was to kill and take peace from the earth. Now the lamb opens another seal. Another one of the living creature, like a man, said, come see. Now he walks up, see what this is. And when he does, that's come a rider on a black horse. And then the prophet began to refer back to the other seal, which I'm not going to repeat because of our time. Yes. Okay, let me read this paragraph 257. Now, last night, we find out that the same rider that rode the white horse was the one on the red horse. And the voice said, in the midst of the beast, call out, you see. Now, they are come to see what it was. It was in these living creatures. And he saw this black horse. And the voice in the midst of the four beasts call out, a measure of wheat for a penny. Yes, and three measures of barley for a penny. Measure of barley, three measures of barley for a penny. Just call it penny. Yeah. But see that thou hurt not to the one. This rider, let's discuss him. If you will notice the first rider, who he was, and we find out last night.
All
right, let's move. Like I said, we got to where we want to jump that.
273.
Yeah. Pick it from 272. The lamb sits here, making intercession till the last one comes in. The little bell rings, and he walks out and takes his possession. Then see, that's all. Brings his church home, his subjects, and casts his enemy into the lake of fire. And all the subjects go in there with him. And that's it. Then we walk out in the millennium. Same rider. Now, this first stage, he was innocent. And second, now if you went
a little bit higher, a little more than that, the second stage. The Bible said he was being given a crown, and the crown a man a Superman.
See?
Crown him, and then the Bible didn't call him a pope. The Bible called him a false prophet. Yes. It was That's the first rider now.
Only Ageshi akoko yen.
Yes. Nicodemus.
She Nicodemus.
And then from there, Lati became a doctrine.
Oh dear, kokan.
Then from doctrine, he became incarnated.
Lati eko wa di o
in a man, yes. And then he became a prophet, first prophet. Then he was crowned. You see. Crown him. And then the Bible didn't call him a pope. The Bible called him a false prophet. Why? Here, of course, he must be a false prophet. As his Antichrist spirit.
And
by his Antichrist spirit, they have taught Antichrist against the original words. Because he be taught against the original words, it was Antichrist. It was, and the word of God is, and the word is God. Praise be to God. But then in the Nicene Council, yeah, we find out that the devil controls all politics. Yeah, that ever has been or ever will be. We find that in Matthew 4, verse 11. That is the second seal.
Yeah.
Then,
let you know.
And now we find out that Satan already had politics. But he's trying to get the church. So he goes down to deceive it. He gets the Superman. He walks him into an organization. And crowns him vicar. Yeah. See a Christ.
I should do Christy.
And it was to Ophirai and Sipo.
Ophirai and Sipo be Christian.
Yes. Ophirai and Sipo along.
Ophirai and Sipo
according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Thessalonica KG.
Yeah, that we read.
Uri KG.
That we made reference to, the problem made reference to. On Wednesday.
Te akiyesi wa si. Ninu eko ni ojoru to koja.
Became a vicar.
O wa di vicar.
And then from there.
Lasibe.
Now, when he did that, then what did he do then? He, Satan, took his political power, which he was already over, and took the religious power, which he had already been crowned, and put them together. And then he made him another crown over hell. And them that have passed on, if they will pay enough money, he will get them out. See? Now he is a vicar over heaven, over
purgatory.
Yes, as he wants to call it. No such thing in the Bible, see? But he had to make something. The Bible says he come out of the bottomless pit and returns back the same way. Praise be to God. Alright, let's move now to paragraph 282. As we move to. Now, note, John saw him, sees him on a black horse. He has changed something else. Now I have to say this just the way it come to me. And then if it come to me and didn't compare with the rest of the scripture, bo se to mi wa ti o ba ba awon iwe oro Olorun to ku mu. You see? It didn't compare with the rest of the scripture. Then God never gave it.
See,
the scripture has to everyone.
It's
just one great big thing like that.
ni oro Olorun
ni oro Olorun duro fun.
Scripture has to agree with scripture.
Iwe mimo kudo gba o kudo ba iwe mimo miran mo.
Yes, and anything is current to the scripture.
Ohun kon to ba wa taku oro Olorun.
If that angel of the Lord told me anything that wasn't scriptural,
the angel of Olorun,
I wouldn't believe him.
To ba so nkan kan fun mi ti o ba oro Olorun mu mi o ni gbagbo.
You can see that.
E ri eleyi bayi.
Many people believe the angel that spoke to them things contrary to the scripture.
Opolopo lo ma gba ohun ti angel kan so fun won to yato si ohun ti iwe mimo so.
Whatever dream you have,
alakala to ba ni,
whatever revelation you have,
irankiran to ba ni,
you have to place it on the message of the hour.
O gbodo gbele ori oro Olorun ti ojo oni na.
My mother used to tell me something.
Mama, when we were young, ma so fun won gba ti won kere,
allow this about dreams,
nipa ala,
to prove that she didn't have anything that the enemy can, so that if the enemy wants to come and deceive us against her,
we pe ti ota ba ti wa lati wa tan awon mo lodi si ya won.
My mother will tell us that if you see me in the dream doing you evil,
mama o so fun won pe te ba ri mi ninu ala yin pe mo nse ikasi yin,
kill that person.
O ni e pa ni na,
that is not me.
E bi ko,
that is the enemy.
Ota ni
from that time I knew it.
Lati igba na ni won ti mo.
If I appear to you in the dream, you see me in the dream, and I'm slapping your face, you now wake up and say, Brother Joshua is not a Christian, he's beating me in the dream.
Brother
Joshua was beating in the dream. He's not a Christian. Christian does not fight.
Christian, yeah.
You are wrong. You know, you have to get spiritual power to fight the forces that fight in the dream. It's a battle. Yes. No matter how familiar that person is in the dream, if he's doing you evil, invoke God's power by calling the name of Jesus Christ. So what we are saying here, whatever dream you have, if it is contrary to the word of God, if
you're
going to gender it to hatred, just know that it's not God. Because the word of God works for unity. Unity. Anything that's going to bring division, whether in the church, whether in the home, between the parents and the children, between the husband and the wife, is from the pit of hell. It's not God's doing. May God be our help.
Yeah,
where are we? 282, isn't it? 284, thank you. Okay, we're not going to consider that. So let's move forward. 294,
right?
Yeah. Now, here is the mystery of this. When it revealed to me early this morning, before daylight, then I went quickly to the scripture and I began to look, search it up. There it was. Three of them so far has been absolutely spiritually revealed. Yeah. Now here is the mystery of that black horse, according to what it was revealed to me. He has started riding him in the time of the dark ages. Yes, that's what the dark us represented. The dark ages. For it was a time of midnight to the true believers. That was left.
Okay.
Watch now in that age, the middle church age, the dark church age. Watch how he says it. You just have a little strength. It was a midnight to them. Remember yesterday, the red horse rider rode and was killing.
Oh, sorry, oh,
that was when 68 million Protestants were killed. That was in the dark ages.
So you will get
it straightened out by the seal itself as they open. Okay? Alright. So, practically all hope has been taken from the true church. For this fellow control both church and state. Yes. Not Oshelu. It's government. The state is government. Did they have the power of the military? Have the power of the forces? Have the financial power? Have the resources? Whatever the state is backing, you know the person is a problem. So when the church and the state now faces an individual, the person is finished. That's a terrible persecution.
All
right. There he was given power.
Yeah,
296. There he was given power. He took peace, slaughtered the millions. That's what he was going to do as he rode on through. As he still does it, see? Now, he is on his black horse now. Coming forth. That cage. That was that time. Just about the time after the church got set up and got in power, they smoothed out everything else and went through about 100 of years. Is what every reader knows as the Dark Ages. That is your dark horse representing the Dark Age. Now, all hope's gone. No hope at all. Everything looks dark for the little believers. Now, that is the reason it is called representing the Dark Horse. Then the prophet came to interpret his balances. In his hands, you see, calling out measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny. See, actually, that is wheat and barley is natural stuff of life. That's what bread and stuff are made of. But you see, he was charging for this. What it means that he was charging his subject for the kind of the hope of life that he was sending out to them. You see, he started in that very time of making them pay for prayers. Charging for prayers. They still do it. Novenas. Because what was he doing? He was capturing the wealth of the world. The scale. Weighing out measure of wheat for a penny. Three measures of barley for a penny. The rider on a black horse, stripping his subject of their money. When the Bible predicts that he holds about the wealth of the world, and we said last night about Russia and all that, they just take all the money and just the people for everything. Now notice, you see where that old money making in church come from. And you see, I think it was on Wednesday we're saying that about all the robots and the rest of it. Pentecostals. Get away from that stuff. To build an organization, a big something. $1 million here. You see where the mother of it is. Thank you, Lord. Oh my, I'm so glad. Yes, sir. All right, it's been his grace. Brother was reflecting in his own life how he wasn't pulling for money. How God's grace helped him. Yes, sir. All right, it's been his grace. That's all. All right. It was a midnight time. Do you understand that now? And here he is charging for the kind of life that's his body and stuff. Natural. What's his spiritual? No. What's his spiritual? Yes. You see? It was barley. And barley bread and wheat bread. He was charging for that kind of life that was given to his subjects. Charging for prayer by the priest. To pray people out of purgatory. Purgatory. Now, what that simply means is this. If you are charging people for purgatory, now, purgatory means the people that have died. They could not go to heaven. So you say they are going to go to hell. They are in hell. They know they are in hell. They will now charge them for money. And the priest will now do mass and pray that person out of hell to purgatory.
Let's
So from there he will now go to heaven. He's charging for that. And he made the people to believe it. How did he make them to believe it? He conquered them. Nicolaitanism. He used that deed to conquer them. He brought them under his control. They don't have their own reasoning. Yes, it's whatever the church says. That's the final. And they are proving it for thousands of years. That's why any church from that place will tell you that the Roman Catholic church has withstood the test of time. For thousands of years they've been in existence. That the longest lived church, the church that have been very long on the face of the earth, and they are the one that have corrupted God's
word.
Oh yes. Now notice here is okay. Charging for it. Pray people out of poverty. Charging. Now I'm taking this right out of history. Charging for. Yeah. Everybody here knows that. Novena. I guess that's something you have to do. You know. Some penance. When you have done what is wrong, you go and do something. You know. A kind of punishment, you know, or something, to get forgiveness. Somebody have to charge for that. You still pay, bringing the wealth of the world to him, into himself, into the church itself, and he's still riding. Notice, here is the good part now. See, thou hurt not the wine and
the oil.
Wine. Just a little bit of it left there. But don't touch that. Now, oil symbolizes the Spirit. The Holy Spirit. I will give you a few verses if you want to. Oh, yes. The prophet says in Leviticus, you can have it written down. Chapter 8, verse 2. Where Aaron, before he went in, had to be anointed with oil. And Zechariah 4:12. Of oil coming, pouring through the pipes.
Ti ororo jade lati ara
Yeah, this is my spirit. He said, this is my spirit. Oil. Another thing, if you want to see in Matthew 25, verse 3, the foolish virgin had no oil, no spirit. Yeah, Matthew 24, 25, verse 4. The wise virgin had oil in their lamp. Meaning that they are spirit filled. Spirit. Oil typifies the spirit. Oh, glory. A wine symbolizes stimulation of revelation. Yeah, when the revelation of God comes on you, when the revelation of God's word strikes you, it makes you to stagger. It makes you to behave in a certain way. Yeah, Abraham said that what used to happen to him when he would say that I'm pre-religious. Yes, stimulation. Yes. Which verse am I? Stimulation. Yes, I feel it right now. What? Is that when the truth of promise? No, I think I jumped something. A wine symbizes stimulation and revelation. I like to run over the place. When I didn't wake up the neighborhood. Wonder I didn't wake up the neighborhood. When the Lord showed me that. Abraham said he was running all over the place when this revelation came to him. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Oil and wine in the Bible are associated together.
Roro ati oti wine ninu Bible won ni kankan se
papo. Prophet said he got the concordance and looked.
Woli no gbe iwe atumo ede concordance.
Yeah, that's a string of them.
Ori opolopo bo se so
pa. Where wine and oil goes together all the time.
Wine ati oti wine ati ororo
je donrin papo. When the truth of the promised word of God has been truly revealed to his saints.
Nigba ti oti
that are filled with the oil.
Leri Olorun ta ba fi han fun
they all get stimulated.
Wine
is stimulation.
Glory,
I feel it right now. Stimulated with joy. Shout. And when it does, it has the same effect upon them that wine does upon a natural man.
Nígbà tí eléyìí bá ṣẹlẹ̀ sí onígbàgbọ́, yóò mú kí wọ́n ta gbọ̀ngbọ̀n bí ọtí wine ṣe ń ṣe sí ẹni tó mu ọtí yóò.
Not to misbehave themselves unseemingly.
Ṣùgbọ́n kì í ṣe kí onígbàgbọ́ wá ṣìwàwù.
Yeah, not to go and be slapping somebody on the face.
Ṣe láti lọ máa gba etí ẹnìkan.
Or to be dating another woman.
Àbí láti máa bá obìnrin
bí ìyá. Because that what wine does, it gives them confidence to do rubbish.
Àwọn ẹni ayé wọn mọ tí yóò kán lè ṣe iṣẹ́ búburú ọwọ́
wọn. That's when they can have boldness to misbehave. Yes, that's why people say that it is what is in you that the intoxication pushes you to do.
You know.
Now, because when the revelation has been given of the truth of God and the true believer filled with oil and the revelation is revealed, the stimulation becomes so great that it makes him behave himself unnormally. Somebody with revelation, if the stimulation drops on you by revelation, somebody can rise up and roll like that and say, praise God. That's stimulation.
Yeah,
it's not something that people make up. Oh. We are talking about genuine one. It's not a make up one. Genuine revelation. That will bring a change of life. It's not the stimulation that we shout and the rest of it, and then at the end of the day you don't. The purpose of it is nothing.
Right.
That makes them behave themselves unseemly.
Now,
if you want scripture for this, you see the book of Acts chapter 2. Oh, yes. And we are close now.
Bye.
We thank the Lord. If you want scripture for that, Acts chapter 2. You know what that means? On the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit came upon the people, you know what it did for them? The prophet said they staggered from the upper room down to the basement. The Holy Spirit pushed them out of that place. They began to speak in tongues. Because the people that the Bible mentioned in Acts chapter 2 of Phrygia, of this, of that, they were on the ground.
Sori orisirisi awon eya eniyan ti bibeli soro nipa re ni ise mo ori keji o ile ni won wa ni sale.
Yeah, the apostles, after being filled with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit pushed them down, staggered them to the ground floor.
Awon apostles ti won ti wa lori oke tele leyin ti won gba mi mo won so
they came down.
That's
where the people they began to speak in tongues, prophesy, and the rest of it. And the people heard them and said, oh, how hear we these people in our own language? Our dialect. Are they not Galileans? Maybe they are drunk. And some say, people that are drunk cannot be doing this. And then Peter stood up and said, men and brethren, what you see is the fulfillment of the promise of God according to Joel. The prophet said that is what brought stimulation upon the disciples. Because it's the fulfillment of God's promise to them. Praise be to God. Now, the prophet made us to know also that when you listen to the horse rider, 328. The prophet said, you will notice that there was a voice that gave the rider an instruction. He said, then, what does he say to this rider in black? Don't you hurt my wine and my oil. Don't you touch it. My wine and oil. I've got just a little bit of it down there. But there's still a little bit there.
Yeah.
Now you can go on through the measure out, or you can go on through and measure out all the kind of life that you are putting out. That's up to you. You are going to pay for it down there. Yeah. But when you come across that wine and oil, you leave it alone. Oh my. In other words, like this, if you catch some of my little flock, if you catch them, yeah, in order to kill them, that is filled with oil, with my oil and wine. See, wine and oil of the pure world.
See?
And you are going to kill them because you are doing it. That's what you are doing. Don't you force them to say any Hail Mary or do anything like that, or some of your creeds. You keep your hands off of them. They know where they are going.
So
they are anointed with my oil, and by being anointed with my oil, they have the wine of joy. You can see Polycarp when he was going to die. You see the apostle when they were going to die. They were not morose. They were not regretting it. One of them even told them, I think it was Peter, that said, don't crucify me like my Lord, don't make me equal with him. Revenge, crucify me upside down. Stimulation of the revelation. One and all. Look, God knows what he's doing. During that time, the believer, look at Stephen.
Stephen.
The heaven will open. He saw Christ sitting on the right hand of power. And he said, behold, I see heaven open. Stimulation upon him. Revelation came upon him. He saw where he was going. He saw the Lord that he was serving. He didn't bother what they were saying. He didn't, that was why he could not curse them.
He didn't usually feel worried.
Because anyone that does not have this oil and wine that comes, which oil is the Holy Spirit, and the wine is the stimulation of that revelation of the Spirit of God's word, he will be sorrowful. The next thing we do is cursing.
He
will curse the people that were stoning him. Hey, may God be our help. You see?
Everybody.
Which paragraph are we? Yeah. I'm going to raise. They know where they are standing, where they are going. But they are anointed with my oil. And by being anointed with my oil, they have the wine of joy. Because they know my word of promise. Yeah, they know my word of promise. Yes, I'm going to read them up again. Yeah, the hope of resurrection will strengthen the believer.
You see?
Don't hurt that. Don't go trying to mess it up with them up. Just keep away from it. God vindicates his word. Yes. And brings it in. They know it. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Three. Okay. And brings it. In the know. They know they will rise again. Yes. Oh, how I like that. They will rise again. Here comes the black horse riding now, dark ages. There went the white horse. We see what he did. Perfectly. Here comes the red horse. We see exactly what he did. Here comes the black horse. You see, he is the same rider all the time. What is he doing right down through the, what he is doing right down through the ages? Now find out. He measure it out and charge for it exactly. Oh. All right, let's move away from there. But symbolizing spirit, oil, joy of the wine. That spiritual life, don't hold that. Spiritual life, yeah. Leave it alone, otherwise, Rome. Otherwise, Rome, you don't touch it. It is mine. That belongs to me. Now, I got another thing here I want you to know. Notice. It was not one of the four beasts that said, don't touch the oil and the wine. Did you notice that? The four beasts have been talking. What? Let me just read out here. Just a little bit. Measure a penny for wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hot not the wine and the oil. Now listen. And I had a voice in the midst of the four beasts. What was it? The lamb.
Amen.
It wasn't the four beasts. The lamb said it.
Why?
He is going to take his own that belongs to him. He has redeemed it.
See?
Amen. Don't you touch that oil. No, sir. Not the four beasts. But the lamb was the one that said it. And oh my, the four beasts didn't announce this. The lamb said it himself. When the four beasts said, come and see, and they went, and they saw it like that, he said, a measure of wheat for a penny, and so much like this, and so much barley. Yeah, but then the lamb cried out right among them and said, but don't hold the wine and the horn. That's right. Oh my, listen to it. Don't you hurt it, boy, or you are going to pay for it someday. May God be our help. That's confirmation. Yeah, lastly. Okay. Well, to the best of my knowledge, to the best of my understanding, and the best that I know of, and with all that I believe in my heart, that is the true meaning of those three
seeds.
I want to thank God for it, and I will say this, that it is the revelation that He gave me. He gave that to me, the revelation of it. And I do believe that we are living in the last days. Tomorrow night, we will take the pill, that pill horse rider. And I don't know. I do not know. God knows, that's true. I do not know one thing about it. No. I look up my old text. Yes. Yeah, that I had years ago. I seen Brother Graham Snelling a while ago.
Graham Snelling, like
he might have went gone out. But I remember when I was preaching here before. I look up to see what I said years ago. One day I was going through the book of Revelation. I took all four horse riders at one time. I said a white horse, that was the early church, no doubt. I read that out of a book of the Adventist. And I read something there. I said, that was the early church that went forth conquering. And the next was a black horse. I forgot now what I call that black horse. Or red horse. Rather. I said, that horse will probably mean that trouble is on the road. and it's going to mean a lot of wars going to hang up or something like that. I said probably there will be a lot of war. I said that's what it will be. And then the black horse, I said that means that maybe there will come a black time on the half. Where all the stars will quit shining this, and the sun will go down. And the moon will give its light. I said that probably that's what it means. I said the pale horse, it means a lot of sickness is coming on. Now I don't know what it means, but that's what my interpretation of it then, because I just took it the best I could standing here in the pulpit. But oh, I almost said something. All right. You see, just watch. See. Now, aren't we happy for this hour that we are living? When we see all these things heading on, the prophet said, I think nations are breaking. Israel is awakening. The signs that the prophet foretold, the 10 days numbered with Taurus Sekumba. Return, dear, all despise to you. Let's bow our heads. And that's the end of the third
seed.
We have chosen to go it this way. Because there is no better way to teach it than the way the prophet has brought it. Yes, and for us to save our time as well. So that is why we didn't appeal to this, we didn't appeal to this. No, that's why we didn't appeal to many other things that we could have brought along line. But by the grace of God, when we begin to answer questions that will come up, then we will go into those things. Commit yourself to the Lord. The Lord is here to meet you at the point of your needs. This is not for the purpose of head knowledge. Yes. It's not for educational purpose.
Kì í ṣe fún ẹ̀kọ́ ìwé lásán.
If for us,
ó wà fún wa
to be positively
láti lè ní ìdánilójú
imparted.
Wípé a ní ìbápàdé
towards God's kingdom.
Sí ìjọba Ọlọ́run.
To surrender our lives to Him.
A yọ̀ǹda ayé wa.
That this word will work in me.
Ọ̀rọ̀ yìí yóò ṣiṣẹ́
lórí mi. Will work in you.
Yóò ṣiṣẹ́ lórí rẹ.
The word that God has said unto us.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tí Ọlọ́run rán sí wa.
Remember, for redemption.
Rántí pé ó wà fún ìràpadà.
Commit yourself to the Lord.
Tí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ lé Ọlọ́run lọ́wọ́.
While I invite the evangelist.
Bí wọ́n ti pe ajíhìnrere. Ọlọ́run.
We have heard the word of God.
Ati gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Just one word dropped by the Holy Ghost means a lot to
ọ̀rọ̀
a child of God.
Ọ̀rọ̀ kan ṣoṣo láti ọwọ́ ẹ̀mí mímọ́ ó ní iye púpọ̀ sí ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
God's word has never failed.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run kò kùnà rí.
Don't forget that the prophet and the word of God they are one.
Má gbàgbé pé wòlíì àti ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ìkan náà ni wọ́n.
Just listen to that statement that if the angel of the Lord has spoken anything contrary to the word of God, I wouldn't believe him.
Kíyèsí ohun tí wòlíì wí wípé tí áńgẹ́lì Ọlọ́run tó tọ̀ mí wá ni tó bá sọ ohunkóhun tó tako ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tó tako Bíbélì mi ò ní gbàgbọ́.
What are you listening to?
Kí ni ìwọ náà ń tẹ́tí sí?
Don't forget that any thought that comes into your heart, you must wait with the word of the living God. Is this thing that is coming to my heart, is it of God? From heaven? Or from Satan, from the pit of hell? We all have need of God. You must die to your own thinking. You must die to your own ideas. The word of God that says, let the mind that was in Christ be in you.
Bíbélì ní jẹ́ kí ọkàn tó wà nínú Kristi kó wà nínú rẹ.
Èrò Ọlọ́run.
Èrò tó wà nínú Kristi kó wà nínú rẹ.
You know yourself.
O mọ̀ra rẹ.
I know myself.
Mo mọ̀ra mi.
We are here before the mirror of the word of God.
Gbogbo wa wa niwaju digi oro Olorun.
Our heavenly Father, we thank you very much, O Lord, for another wonderful time we have spent in your presence this evening. We are very grateful unto you. Since this special meeting started, we have been seeing your almighty hands upon our lives. Thank you for the way you have been dealing with every one of us as individual, as families, as husband, as wife, as officers, as laity, as ministers. We appreciate you because it is the token of your love unto us, dealing with us as an individual, working in us, exposing the enemy, oh Father, that may become useless and completely rendered useless in the life of your children. We thank you again tonight for deliverance. We thank you for setting the captive free. We thank you very much for bringing sinners under conviction. Thank you for turning backsliders unto you. Thank you for baptism of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for reinfilling again tonight. We thank you very much, Lord our God, for the simulation of the word of God, the effect it is having in our lives. Lord, we thank you because your word can never return unto you void. It is doing the work of transformation, doing the work of regeneration in the lives of your children, almighty and ever-living Father. As we have heard these things, Heavenly Father, give us grace to take heed to ourselves, O Lord.
Amen.
Never in any way, O Lord our God, never to listen to the suggestions of the devil.
Amen.
Give us that grace and victory in our lives, O Lord, by the power of your resurrection, the power of the Holy Ghost resident in us, O Lord, that every time, O Lord, every moment, we always fortify ourselves behind your word.
Amen.
Never at any time, O Lord, attempt to go ahead of your word.
Amen.
Give us grace in our heart.
Amen.
Without the baptism of the Holy Spirit, no man can live a victorious life. No man can overcome the devil. We just need you in our day-to-day living. Workers, business people, in this age of corruption, wickedness, unrighteousness, lying here, cheating here and there, Heavenly Father, oh Lord, corruption here and there, give us grace.
Amen.
To overcome every workings of the devil.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may we never listen to the suggestions of
Amen.
The devil. We plead your mercy upon us, O Lord.
Yes.
We pray, O Lord, our God in heaven, if there be any here tonight, O Lord, our God, having had this, within these few hours we have been in your presence, that have not yet been born again by the Spirit of the living God, for we know that the Holy Spirit cannot live contrary to his own word. May you be gracious unto such person.
Amen.
Speak to that heart, O Lord.
Amen.
Walk upon that heart, O Lord.
Amen.
May your word do the work of transformation.
Amen.
May we not live here the way we came in, O Lord our God.
Amen.
May we live here better citizens of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Better sons and better daughters of God. Old men and women, boys and girls, young and old, walk upon each one of us, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
You
sent your word and you healed them. And you delivered them from all their afflictions. Every spiritual affliction, every physical affliction, may they find their way out of the midst of your
Amen.
People. Lord, may the joy of the Lord fill our heart, O Lord.
Amen.
Glory be to your name, O Lord. Thank you, Father, in word, in thought, in deed, in action, in reaction. We pray, O Lord, our God in heaven, be led by the power of your resurrection.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master. Every relationship between husbands and wives, between wives and husbands, parents to children, children to parents, we pray, O Lord our God, for a change for better.
Amen.
To the glory and honor of your name.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master. Blessed be your name, O Lord, for your wonderful grace upon your servant, the strength from above you supernaturally gave unto him. Since last week, Wednesday, 3 services on Sunday, and then last Wednesday, and then this evening. May you recall him, O Lord,
Amen.
For the work ahead of him, O Lord,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for inspiration.
Thank you,
thank you for unction.
Yes.
Thank you for all trances.
Yes.
Glory be to your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Those who are not here, present with us, physically like this, and will listen, O Lord, and are listening online. May we all be partakers together
Amen.
Of these wonderful blessings, Lord. May this word of God come to do the work of transformation,
Amen.
Making, O Lord, our God, testimony, O Lord, of a changed life, the life of each and every one of us, Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
Father God in heaven, as the meeting continues on Sunday, Sunday school, morning service, afternoon service, Father, may you further your kingdom in our lives.
Amen.
Grant more grace unto your servants.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, our Master.
Thank
you for our pastor this evening, O Lord, over there in Sapele. Thank you for the service. Thank you for pouring his vessel to be a blessing unto your people.
Yes.
We give honor and glory unto your name.
Every
other Sam, O Lord, prepare again for the 3 services on Sunday over there at Ekpoma.
Amen.
Use him to be a blessing unto your people.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ, bring souls into your kingdom,
Amen.
O Lord. Thank you for keeping the families and the children they left behind. Thank you for hearing our prayers on his behalf. Thank you for their prayers on our behalf. Glory be to your name, O
Hallelujah.
Lord. By the time our pastor will finish on Sunday, coming down to Benin, O Lord our God, to travel down on Monday, granting journey mercies.
Amen.
Father God in heaven, give him souls for your kingdom's sake.
Amen.
Answer his prayer for the sick and the afflicted.
Yes.
Thank you, our Master. If any people are here tonight, O Lord, may they receive their healing
Amen.
By the power of your resurrection for that finished work on the cross of Calvary. Take us home safely, Lord, by whichever means, O Lord, whether through public transport, in our private vehicles, O Lord, those who take home, O Lord, those who ride on Okada, may no evil whatsoever befall anyone, O Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master.
You,
bring Lord. Us here on Sunday again with great, O Lord, expectations in our heart, O Lord.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Yes.
Understanding coming from you. Revelation coming from you. May no one miss these things, Lord.
Amen.
May you come to prepare us and making us ready for your soon coming.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' holy name, we pray with all faith and with all thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have Sister Bernard is Sua with us in the church tonight. God bless you, sister.
Ani arabirin Bernard Osua pelu wa la ni asale yi.
Will you please rise up on your feet?
Because
not everybody knows you. God bless you, sister.
You are welcome to here. God bless you.
Riches of God's blessing be your portion.
Ki e ku rere ku ko Olorun je pin yin ma.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Sam called me this afternoon.
Arakunrin Sam won pe ni osan yi.
And asked me to greet the church for
him. Won ki ijo fun won.
I spoke with the pastor this afternoon also.
Oba oni oluṣagutan so ni osan yi na bakan na.
We have been his last service on Sunday morning.
Won
ma ni Sunday school and then the main service.
Isin to kẹyin won se ni ojo Aiku.
Sunday school and main service.
Won se won ko ni ni eko ojo simi ati isin owuro ni ojo.
Anyway, leave Sapele, come down to Benin.
Lẹyin na won kuro ni Sapele, won wa si
Benin. Because there's no straight vehicle from Sapele to Ibadan.
To pe ko si oko tara lati Sapele wa si Ibadan.
So he will be in Benin to pass the night on Sunday.
Won sun ni Benin ni ojo Sunday.
Hopeful to return on Monday, God willing.
Pelu ireti pe won pada si Ibadan ni ojo Monday.
God bless you. It's a wonderful time of feasting. With the Lord. Shall we please rise up and on our feet? Let's turn to hymn number 197. Let's keep praying for our brother. For more of his grace upon him and for more revelation, for more unction and for more utterances and inspiration. 197. Welcome, my brethren from Bakatari. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Those of you that are able to make it, we pray that your sacrifice, you will surely be rewarded. God bless you. There's a great day coming. A great day coming. That's a great day coming by and by. When the saints and sinners shall be parted right and left, are you ready for that day to come?
Are you ready? waiting for that day.